Welcome back, collectors. Jason and Joel are toy collectors, predominantly G.I. Joe and other 1/18 scale, who delve into other areas of the collector lifestyle and hobby as well. We enjoy sharing our experience within the community and learning about yours. This is the Order of Battle. For as many times as we talked about going to the toy department / Roma Collectibles pop-up, right there going into Halloween and everything else, the conversation was already starting to float around like a truncated Thanksgiving and all these other things. So you and I spent, I don't know, a week and a half calling each other and debating it, sort of playing chicken with each other on whether or not it was going to happen. I did not cancel my Atlanta trip, and I know you and A have already talked about that. While I was in Atlanta, I spent like $1,800 at IKEA. It was not comfortable. That has led to all of November has been very much fall cleaning. I emptied the attic. I made like 3 runs to recycling and then went to the garage and I worked on the garage. And all of that led up to I emptied my office, which A and I have been trying to share as he virtually schools. I reorganized the office, so now it's bedroom as well as an office, which means that everything that I had stored in here is now sitting in the middle of the bonus room floor, and I've been every day picking apart multiple Goodwill runs, multiple recycling runs. I think everything in terms of phase 1 through 5 are done, but the toys have not been really managed. I sorted them and I sort of categorized them and I put them into bins from where they were stored in on different shelves and in different areas of the office. But I don't know what I'm going to do with them. It's a lot. I don't necessarily want to sell it, but I also don't know what I'm going to do with this stuff if I don't. And now, as we move forward into December, it's just more of the same. I'm going to set the toys to the side and start working on the bonus room to build a new office. I'm having some cabinets built, hopefully before Christmas, and maybe I can start storing some of this stuff in that. I don't know, man. There's been a lot of anxiety around my collectibles. And one of the things that I haven't told you is that in organizing everything that was in storage, I have come across monthly lists from 2017 and 2018 of what I was getting every month toy-wise. I don't keep those lists anymore. I think at some point I started looking at those lists and being like, I don't know that I want this on public record. That has been my entire November. You know, I've gotten a couple things here and there. Some stuff I'm not going to talk about until after Christmas, but it has not been a fun gather all the things month. It has been expose all the things month.
Yeah, I mean, you've obviously sent me a lot of pictures along the way. I assumed that the next text following that would be like, well, I just removed all this stuff from the closet. We reworked the shelving, going to start putting it back. And you're like, this stuff doesn't have a home. I was like, wait, what? The pile of stuff that is waiting to be sorted and, you know, whatever you're going to end up doing with it is massively substantial.
Yeah, I think it worked out to about 7 or 8 bins worth. Mostly G.I. Joe, but not everything G.I. Joe. All the way from, like, you know, the basics, Dial Tone, up to Mexican Destro.
Yeah, I know that you have been buried under this, like, storm cloud of organization that has just been ruling all of your free time.
I have to go through it enough where in January, when we do the mini Kentucky show, I want to have measurements or a box of items to sit down and talk to Encased about getting cases built for certain items, which is more displaying somewhere instead of selling off. So I don't know what I'm going to do, man.
So I probably should have followed suit with you and started to do some organizing because, as I've referenced before, I am out of room, completely out of room. Now I'm just transferring like more stuff to bins to go to the attic because I can barely walk into my room to record. I have to pull 2 bins out that sit behind my computer chair, put them in the record room, then we record, and then I pull them back in my room. Once we decided to, unfortunately, sit out the pop-up, I decided it was time to try out a new toy line. I had mentioned in my goals of 2020 that I would like to fill out at least one item from all of these smaller 1/18 scale companies. I decided to just go full cannonball into Acid Rain. My first order from BBTS was very substantial. What started as me kind of thinking I would dip my toe and maybe, you know, these couple items are on sale, maybe I'll try this. Well, I really like the look of that. And I basically just built up a cart that was right around the $600 mark.
So basically both feet deep in.
Yeah, I went full cannonball. I got up on the diving board, said the best way to gauge the temperature of this pool is to just jump in.
And that is like overweight dad with perfect angle form showing the kids how to make a splash cannonball.
The upside to this conversation is these figures live up to the hype that I have made in my brain for them. Between that first order and us sitting down to record today, I have bought two more shipments between BBTS and a guy from Instagram that are all in hand right now. I have put myself on a 2-week lockdown. I got to chill. I mean, it's obviously Christmas time is about to, you know, kick off, and I can't be every week spending every ounce of my free money on this new toy line as much as I would want to. Tidbit about this is I'm tracking the shipment and it sat in a warehouse for like 5 days. Like it just didn't move. It got picked up from the BBTS shipping spot and literally sat in that sorting center for, I'm not kidding, 5 days. I understand it's COVID. I understand it's the beginning of holiday mail and shipping. So, you know, I'm not a baby. Things take time, whatever. This thing sat there and sat there. And I'm just like any other human being that orders a package, I start tracking the shipment as soon as I hit the send button for the payment. I've almost never had a problem with my packages not getting dropped off on my back porch. But for whatever reason, I was like, I got to make sure it's not sitting on my front stoop. Shot home. It was on the back porch. I took it inside. I did not open it because I knew that if I cut that seal, I was not going back to work. And I had to work late and immediately go to band practice. So on top of waiting the extended shipping time and rushing home in the middle of the day to make sure it was safe, I didn't get to go home from work and open it. And I finally open up this box. I sprawl it all out on the bed and I got a couple of individual figures. So I opened up Corsac Marksman. And I ordered two of those right from the jump because I really like the look of them. He's in a trench coat, comes with a huge backpack, really sharp sniper rifle. The individual figures come in this really cool plastic footlocker with foam on the inside. And that sits in a cardboard sleeve that has amazing artwork. And I know that these are adult collectible toys. They're not the same plastic as, you know, a Hasbro or a Mattel, whatever. Some of the stuff is a little bit more fragile. Certainly has a lot more detail. I end up snapping the barrel off of the sniper rifle within 10 seconds of opening this package because instead of using a pair of scissors or a knife to cut the tape on the accessory bag, I was like, no, 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 no. And I just ripped it open. And I literally heard it. I heard it snap. And I watched the barrel flip down and land on the bed. And I was just like, I've made a huge mistake. So before I do anything, I immediately come into my room, I grab some super glue, and it glued together perfectly. I let it sit for the remainder of the night, but I went back in and started opening up everything. And these toys are absolutely amazing. I am hooked. I kind of built my order around two things. There's this vehicle called an Ant Bike. And there's an armored trailer. The Ant Bike is like a trike with treads, and it transforms into either a flat cannon or a crane. Within this Ant Bike, there is two flip-up portions. One is a computer screen, and it's got amazing detail underneath it for a keypad. And the other one is a little container for a pair of binoculars. It's a pretty basic transforming process. It's not too complicated because we all know in a dream world we'd have 1/18 scale Transformers, but not that realistic with keeping things even marginally affordable. The Ant Bike can tow the armored trailer, and the armored trailer has got to be one of the most versatile toys I've ever owned. So it's a very basic square trailer, four wheels. The front and the rear fold down, There are bench seats on both sides that can be removed. Two hitch options that you can swing out from the front and the back. You can hook up multiple trailers, or, you know, you can put the ant bike towing the trailer and then something towing behind the trailer itself. There are also two accessories that clip onto the front and the back to hook it up to what I would assume would be a different vehicle or a different style. And it is the closest, I guess, I have right now to any sort of personnel carrier in terms of modern toys, because they really haven't brought any type of APC forward. All of these toys play so well together, and they're designed to interact with each other. Everything's interchangeable. Everything is built to build a giant universe. These bunkers come in a set of two with a single figure, so you have to buy two of them to completely cover the trailer, because it takes four bunkers to enclose the trailer. The bunker pieces have like three or four different ways that you can use them as bunkers, both aesthetically and function-wise. The figure that comes with them comes with enough accessories that when you get the duplicates, you can kit them out so they look like different troopers. So after this first order, my second order, I immediately ordered another trailer and another two set of bunkers. So when I was opening up these figures and losing my mind and just loving every bit of it, I realized that the color of these sand items match perfectly with the Rogue One Imperial Assault Tank that I have a million of. So I immediately sprinted into my room. And again, anybody who collects modern 4-inch stuff knows that Star Wars figures are a little bit shorter, a little bit slimmer. So not all Star Wars vehicles can house modern G.I. Joes. Fortunately, the Acid Rain figures fit into the cockpit of this tank. There's a gunner seat and there's a pilot seat. The extra gear that comes with these sand bunker figures, one of the sets of gear is slimmer. It's not as armored. So I threw those vests on, made it a little tank crew. The tank, to me, doesn't look very Star Wars anyways. I'm no Star Wars expert, but something about, you know, rubber treads on a Star Wars vehicle, bizarre to me. I mean, the vehicle is one of the best 1/18 scale toys that I think that has been made in the past 5 years, but it works perfectly with this. It looks weathered. It looks beat up.
What about the orange containers? Because the orange containers aren't beat up or weathered. They're kind of bright, aren't they?
Yeah, but I still like them with them.
Fair enough. I mean, are you going to try and weather any of them, or do they still thematically or aesthetically fit?
I think they blend in pretty good. They have minor scuffs. They're not as weathered as anything in the Acid Rain World toy line that I've seen or own, but I think they fit in enough, and I think it kind of gives a nice pop compared to everything kind of looking destroyed. And then there's these slightly scuffed up orange containers that are still bright. I'm probably going to open up another tank and maybe I'll weather the non-opening containers a bit. I am starting to look for other vehicles that I can buy and weather and kind of like. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the Halo Warthog, and I talked about how it was scaled for the Master Chief. He's a little bit taller than G.I. Joe's, so when you put a standard 4-inch Joe in there, it looks a little bit like a kid trying to drive a car. Four of the figures that I got in this first order come with these crazy ghillie suits, and they all have antlered gas mask helmets. Everybody in this toy line wears some sort of gas mask or respirator. But these four figures, I don't really know the backstory. I'm going to start reading that a little bit because there's a full story written out on the website. In my eyes, probably just because of the horns, they kind of look like evil guys. I'm with it. And because of this giant puffy ghillie suit, they fill out this Warthog perfectly, and it kind of gives them a built-in booster seat without having the appearance of a figure sitting on a booster seat to reach the steering wheel.
So they bring their own phone books for Grandma to sit on.
Yes, and the phone books are in the form of a massive ghillie suit. Within this order, the first order I placed, I tried to build things out with my own imagination, and I had imagined these four guys would be the baddies, the rogue group. You know, they look a little evil, and they each come with an individual weapon. So you've got a sniper, a flamethrower, a rocket launcher, and an assault rifle guy. And I can pack them into that Warthog. They look amazing. The Warthog is big, it's bulky, but I am going to attempt to weather it some. I'm going to try on a couple of junk things first before I start spraying this Warthog, because if I don't have to buy another one because I screwed up the paint job, that would be fantastic. within the other side of the things with the ant bike and the armored trailer, there is a dirt bike that comes with a figure that you can swap out as gear between combat and medic. But the armored trailer comes with this like extra bumper piece that holds this motorcycle. It's built for the motorcycle. The playability with this piece is so cool. It's got a little arm that holds the motorcycle tight. It's got two trenches for the wheels. It fits perfectly to the back. These figures sit on motorcycles like humans. That sounds so basic to say, but anybody who collects toys knows it is very hard to get an action figure sitting on a motorcycle in a natural pose.
Actually, I just had that problem with the 6-inch Punisher. He doesn't sit on his own bike as well as Roadblock does because Roadblock is taller.
Yes. There's always some minor thing, even with figures that are designed to come with their own bike. There's some G.I. Joes. The Baroness, she's a little tricky to get on the bike, and that's a 6-inch figure. You know, the go-to is always, well, 6-inch has more articulation.
Not the women.
No, yeah, that's a different topic we can't get into. So I ordered another motorcycle from this toy line that is a different style of bike. It is called the Grampus, which I love the name. I had to Google it to figure out what it is. A Grampus is some dolphin-type aquatic creature. This motorcycle comes with this really cool armored bonnet, and that armored bonnet kind of makes it look like a submarine. Clearly not a submarine because it doesn't fully enclose, but the bonnet has two articulated arms that can fold within itself and clip together and almost look like an armored bumper. But then they pull apart. They've got little hands. It also has two slots for two grenade launchers. If you want to get crazy, you can put the grenade launchers in the hands of these articulated arms. And this bike did not come with a figure. So I was looking at the pictures, the press photos of the bike, trying to see who they paired it with. One of the figures that it was paired with was a Corsac Trooper, so I immediately ordered one. I had to order that from eBay. That came in, and it just did not sit on the bike the way I had thought it would because he has got heavy gear on. So I was fiddling around with other figures, and I found the figure that it works the best with, which is a Sand Cannoneer, which is the same figure that comes with the Ant Bike. So I ordered this figure for the bike because he fit on there better, but I wanted an extra one. I have to pull the guy off the ant bike. And due to the cafe racer style of this motorcycle, when you put these figures on there, he literally looks like a motorcycle racer. His arms tuck in nice, his butt's on the seat, his knees fold in perfectly, his feet hit the pegs.
That's lovely.
They have so much extra articulation that he can actually put his head up like he's riding a motorcycle.
That is so lovely.
I understand I'm gushing, I'm repeating a lot of things, but like, if anybody listening to this has ever been on the fence about Acid Rain stuff, it's worth picking up a figure, seeing if you like it. I also got a small mech in this first order. Strangely drawn to this mech because it's a rescue mech. It comes with zero weapons. You know, it comes with a pilot. The pilot comes with a chainsaw, jaws of life, a fire extinguisher, bolt cutters, pliers. Like, I mean, yes, in a pinch, those could certainly be used as weapons. But the functionality of this mech and the articulation, like, it has like a flip-down kickstand, essentially. So it can squat down with its legs. And then there's a third piece that flips down. And it's like a built-in stool so it can balance itself so the figure can get in and out. Pilot it. This has been a really nice breath of fresh air for me, where I've kind of been sitting at with my own collecting, needing like a new sort of joy within this like hobby. We've got pre-orders getting canceled, lack of distribution, and when the stuff shows up, it's stuff we've already had. I'm always excited about G.I. Joe on the pegs, even if it's repacks, but it is what it is. It's in terms of the 4-inch, the 6-inch stuff is all brand new, but my main love, the 4-inch stuff, was kind of needed something to just kind of re-spark my imagination and the joy, and just there's no negativity tied with it. It's been great. Like, I built another figure for my adventure team, you know, espionage crew, while I was fiddling around with the Acid Rain stuff, and I was swapping stuff out, and I was like, you know, well, this figure look like these figures, but I have the parts out. I'm just, now I've got a new guy.
What you're saying is you basically have new paint for your canvas.
Yes, this has really revamped my energy. I don't want to get far ahead of myself because I do this a lot with different things, but it has sparked me to slowly get the wheels turning on a bigger project, and I'm going to leave it at that because I don't want to write a check that I'm not going to cash for a little bit. I will get a bunch of pictures prepped to go with this episode, and obviously if anybody, you know, has any questions about anything I've chatted about, you know, email us or hit us on Twitter or Instagram. I'll send you 10,000 pictures because I've already got them taken. I think my figure count is somewhere around 15 or 16. A decent little collection.
Not bad to start.
The fun thing with this is I'm kind of keeping everything with this loose theme and colorway. So I'm building out like this like little sand world group of guys.
All right, man, that sounds good. Let's cut here. As always, we really appreciate you listening to us yammer on. If you're into Acid Rain or any of these other toy lines, if you want to pitch in on this conversation, please do. You can find us at orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. You can find Joel on Instagram at orderofbattlepod and Jason on Twitter at orderofbattlepd.
Well, if it wasn't for all that technicality bullshit, I feel like that would have been an easier edit.
This has been the Order of Battle.